If you need anything, dear, just sing it out.
This week on Owltoons, Amy and Rachel Beck say goodbye to drama. Molly Weppy walks us through the alphabet, and Braden V sits for the Owltoons microphones to light up the night with his new album, Neon Nights. He's ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to Owltoons for the week of December 1st, 2024. Well, frig, American Thanksgiving is over and December is officially Decembering. While I can't do your holiday decorating for you, I certainly can decorate your eardrums with the full range that PEI Music has to offer. Best of all, I don't need to know your sizes because there's something here to fit everybody. And maybe, just maybe, you might get a present you didn't expect in the form of a song you wouldn't have listened to on your own, but are about to discover here. But yeah, sorry, no returns. Not unless you're rewinding to the beginning of a jam. The Lone Cry Singers have been teaching Islanders about Mi'kmaq culture for years as a powerful drum group, and they've brought their rhythmic potency to Eastern Canada and New England as well. In 2014, they decided to commit some of their selections to CD with their album, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Koju Anishinaabe. I don't know about the Koju, but I have learned that Anishinaabe means native person to the Ojibwe, the second largest indigenous people's population in Canada. Their homeland, for this purpose, stretches through Quebec and Ontario, though it also extends to Saskatchewan and Alberta, and from Michigan to Montana in the States. As for the Lone Cry Singers, who, according to their Facebook page, now simply go by Lone Cry, their album is as compelling as their continuing live performances are. This is their track, The Owner of the Four Winds, the four winds being Mesopotamian mythical figures representing north, east, south, and west, with each heralding a different season. Let Lone Cry blow you away on Owltoons.
Oh! mentality kicking. I get up and finish them. Gotta keep the kitchen clean. I don't drink, I sip the weed. I don't smoke, I hit the weed. Blessings on my blessings, I stay putting less. I'm up in less. I'm up in weed. Mortality kicking in. I get up and finish them. Gotta keep the kitchen clean. I don't drink, I sip the weed. I don't smoke, I hit the weed. Blessings on my blessings, I stay putting less. I'm up in weed. Blessings on my blessings, like what's good with Shaq-ish. And I get it on a tangent, show me yes who manage. Come through this, I do this, I think I need a plan. Go stupid, we lose it, man, we get dirty dancing. I just tell her on my floor that she don't understand it. And she back it on my strip, I said the ship has landed. Michael Jackson taught me how to make the money classy. I don't follow what I'm watching, cause I'm getting static. Yeah. Mortality kicking, man. I get up and finish that. Gotta keep the kitchen clean. I don't drink, I sip the weed. I don't smoke, I hit the weed. Blessings on my blessings, I stay putting less. I'm up in less. I'm up in weed. Mortality kicking in. I end up and finish that. Gotta keep the kitchen clean. I don't drink, I sip the weed. I don't smoke, I hit the weed. Blessings on my blessings, I stay putting less. I'm up in three. I am just playing hide and go seek with a beam. It's a stick. Get the team, get them quick. Making memes like a gif. Got a scene, it's a clip. Not on me, it's on him. Got a beam like a stick. Stick on fleek, what's your bricks? R.I.P. like the cum that's in her cheeks. Started busting, get the nut, and she said, I made her whole week. Told her, I make your whole life. Get this pipe in the sheets. Make you tight, and I'm beast. We gon' fight on your knees. Hey. Mortality kicking in. I get up and finish them. Gotta keep the kitchen clean. I don't drink, I sip the weed. I don't smoke, I hit the weed. The blessings on my blessings, I say, but unless I'm up in place.
No more waiting to exhale, because that was the synthy, airy goodness of Exhale on AllTunes. You just heard his newest offering, Mortality, which came out October 25th. Exhale considers himself a sonic architect rather than a musician, and he began his architectural digest of tunes in 2017. In my world, he says, music isn't made, it's felt. Yes, sirs. Long live eclecticism! Chances are, if you're a fan of the award circuit in PEI and the Maritimes in general, and you follow these bestowments, you've heard of Rachel Beck since she started attracting music PEIs, ECMAs, and SOCANs pretty much as soon as she released her first single in 2018. But before she blew up as a solo artist, she was part of a duo act, recording with her sister, Amy Beck. The folk singing sisters, a descriptor that seemed to be inexplicably linked with them, were already performing together as kids, then teens, and in 2009 they recorded demos of original songs, one of which their father implored them to submit for CBC's Searchlight contest in 2013. They only got to the rank of national finalists. This led to their self-titled album later that year, a collection the sisters Beck described as stripped down. But then, that lets one focus on their vocals, doesn't it? This is AllTunes and Amy and Rachel and Goodbye Drama, and boy, are histrionics something that need farewelling right about now. I mean...
to go take a flight to somewhere and send me a postcard. When you get there, have a great time in anywhere but here. Goodbye, drama. Take care. We've had a good run, but it's time for a break. The petty concern. Changing my style, I'm gonna try. concerns are more than the scale can take. Oh, we've had a good run, but I'm leaving today. Goodbye, drama. With you, I cannot stay.
Didn't you understand the buh or the bye?
Amy and Rachel Beck telling drama where to go and how to get there. We realize you have a choice of podcasts. Thank you for choosing iTunes. Coming up, Sheila McKenzie gets jiggy with it. Little Cities becomes a megalopolis, and Braden V goes neon. You know how down in the States there's all this history denialism going on? Like, they want to gloss over certain parts of it to the point they want to put that version in front of school kids? Like, slavery wasn't so bad, the Holocaust didn't happen, what genocide of indigenous peoples? Well, ain't no negationism in this house. Darker or lighter, the past is counted as present in This Week in PEI History. December 3rd, 1966, The Guardian announced that Gulf Garden Foods Limited, a fish processing plant in Georgetown, had closed a few weeks ahead of the end of fishing season. The closure came after lengthy and involved negotiations with the provincial government. It seems the plant had been losing money, and since it was already heavily financed with public funds, the province didn't want to pony up any more for it. But don't worry, Georgetown, you still have Darryl's. How do we get the feeling Darryl's was already around in 66? December 4th, 1943, the Charlottetown Guardian reported that Prince Edward Island men were continuing to swell the ranks of the Canadian Army, with many taken to the No. 6 District Depot in Halifax during the second half of November that year, presumably to fight fascism in Europe. Prospective soldiers' residences ran the island gamut from Wellington to Murray River, from Surrey to Summerside. See if you recognize anyone from this sampling of names. The first five from an alphabetical list could be a relative. Alfred Arsenault, Boyd Arch Bernard, Juan James Berrigan, Charles Howard Clark, David Edwin Coles. December 6, 1887. The Daily Examiner gave an account of a concert that had taken place at Charlottetown's YMCA Hall the previous evening, a hall which was said to be packed to overflowing. The writer praised the choir in residence, declaring that their tone power was clear and rich, and that the whippoorwill solo was effectively, misspelled to start with an A, performed. So even back then, it was fun to stay at the...
Hey, this is Todd McLean, and you are currently listening to the awesomeness that is iTunes.
I'm Lester the Lobster from PEI, an ugly little bug with beady little eyes, but I can tackle anything up to twice my size. I'm Lester the Lobster from PEI. Now some people hold to the silly little notion that every single lobster in the big wide ocean is as green as can be until they're boiled, but I'm as red as Prince Edward Island soil. I'm Lester the Lobster from PEI, an ugly little bug with beady little eyes, but can tackle anything up to twice my size. Lester the Lobster from PEI. An amazing crustacean, that's what I am, it's plain. The first little lobster to bring the island fame. I was hatched on the shores in the PEI mud, and the color of the island soil has gotten in my blood. I'm Lester the Lobster from PEI, an ugly little bug with beady little eyes, but I can tackle anything up to twice my size. I'm Lester the Lobster from PEI. Well, I'm grown up now and looking for a mate. A quaint and dainty lobster mess who would cohabitate with the great red lobster from the shores of PEI. But my little lobster mess would have to be as red as I. I'm Lester the lobster from PEI. An ugly little bug with beady little eyes, but I can tackle anything up to twice my size. I'm Lester the lobster from PEI. Well, I'd like to send a message to the people of the world. If anyone should come across a little lobster girl who's as red as Prince Edward Island sitting in the sea, just crate her up and ship her here and send her COD. I'm Lester the lobster from PEI. An ugly little bug with beady little eyes, but I can tackle anything up to twice my size. I'm Lester the lobster from PEI. I'm Lester the lobster from PEI.
If I were a betting man, I'd say lots of you guys have this song as part of your childhoods. Way back machining all the way to 1967, that's Stevedore Steve with Lester the Lobster on AllTunes. The tale of this little arthropod, originally meant to be a novelty song, made its way into school music books and even a Reader's Digest list of top 100 children's songs. When Steve Foote, Stevedore's real name by the way, was a child himself in St. John, N.B., he met another child while in the hospital recovering from an appendectomy. Only Stompin' Tom Connors. Their paths would cross again when they were teens, and that led to Steve ending up on Tom's label, Boot Records. Hospital stays weren't the only thing Steve and Tom had in common. Despite an impressive catalog of more serious songs, Lester the Lobster became the song Steve was most known for. Of course, that happened to Tom too. I'm looking at you, Bud the Spud. It's true that Steve wasn't from the island, nor did he live here, but he sang about PEI, so it counts. We lost Steve in 2016, leaving us at the age of 80. Now, I hadn't actually planned this, but I love unexpected segues. Children's songs. Molly Whoppy, rhymes with puppy, likes to record them. Seems she started popping a few on the Tube of You, but like with many artists, eventually an album grew out of it. In Molly's case, Going Home, Songs of Comfort, which just came out in early October. In case the name Molly Whoppy, rhymes with puppy, sounds familiar, but you can't trace it to the island, that's because it's a pseudonym taken from a Celtic fairy tale in which the fictional Molly whoops a giant. The story heavily parallels both Jack and the Beanstalk and Hansel and Gretel, and it's particularly gruesome too. Not so are Molly, whose releases are on the gentler side and of a definite folk persuasion. Forget your ABCs as you learn them, or is that ABCs and 1-2-3s? This is Molly Whoppy with the wonderfully empowering A, You're Adorable, the alphabet song on AllTunes. Y'all getting a Raffy vibe out of this here like I am?
A, you're adorable, B, you're so beautiful, C, you're a cutie full of charms, D, you're a darling, and E, you're exciting, and F, you're a feather in my arms, G, you look good to me, H, you're so heavenly, I, you're the one I idolize, J, we're like Jack and Jill, K, you're so kissable, L is the love light in your eyes. I could go on all day. U, R, S, T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You made my life complete. P means you're very sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me. Thank you. so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charms. D, you're a darling. And E, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable.
Thank you.
Since Molly Whuppie started this whole alphabet theme, why not let Sheila McKenzie finish it? That was Sheila's medley, Jigs in D, from her 2003 self-titled album, of course, on I, for Isle Tunes. Like many fiddle tunes, what you got here was four for the price of one. It started with Sheila's own composition, Matthew's Jig, then moved on through The Bedeck Gathering by Alex MacDonald, the traditional ditty Jerry Beaver's Hat, and concluded with Randy McClellan's by Jerry Holland. At the time of this recording, Sheila noted that female fiddlers were just coming into their own, as not long before that, mastery of the instrument was the bastion of men. Well, Sheila certainly blazed a trail as she recorded on two Fiddler Sons albums, played with the Queens County Fiddlers, and founded the group Celtic Ladies. Ladies with an attitude. Depending on how deep your knowledge of vintage PEI acts is, you may recall the progressive francophone group Lugaroo, I mean Garaloo, since a lawsuit forced them into a name change, and you thought the whole moniker switching for legal reasons thing started with Green Jello having to become Green Jelly. Lugaroo, Garaloo, whatever, ooh, the band was co-founded by Michel Lalonde while he was here on the island performing in Children's Theatre, we're back to the kiddies again, and they put out their big pre-name change album in 1976. 35 years later, Michel hit with his first solo record, 2011's L'Amour Fou, or Crazy Love, a collection of whimsy, humor, and social commentary. You can tell which of these this song leans toward just by the title, Le Rêve Américain, The American Dream. But it's no dream. It's Isle Tunes.
Je marchais vite, je marchais seul, un peu perdu dans mes pensées. Je m'en allais à peu près nulle part quand j'aperçus la vérité. J'aperçus la vérité. Il était beau chic, beau genre aussi, le sauveur de la nation. Du moins c'est ça, disait le gars à la télévision. Le gars à la télévision. Mais là je m'en vais, ça me fait plus rien. Soigne les plantes puis arrose donc le chien. Là je m'en vais. Pour le rêve américain. Tord dans la nuit, dessous la pluie, enfin la chaleur du foyer. Ma belle demeure en forme de cœur, c'est ça ma liberté. C'est ça ma liberté. Mais prends garde au beau château de cartes, il y a péril en la demeure. Quand le crash te crache d'en face, te dis que t'envoies toutes les couleurs. Je te dis que t'envoies toutes les couleurs. Mais là je m'en vais, ça me fait plus rien. Soigne les plantes puis arrose donc le chien. Là je m'en vais, voir Obama. J'ai mon ticket pour le rêve américain. Des autres. Sucé à blanc, j'étais fauché. Le char, le cash et le condo. Mon bas de laine y a vite passé. Mon bas de laine y a vite passé. J'ai laissé tout ça mijoter en attendant le bon moment. Puis un matin, ça m'a frappé. On file tout ça au président. On file tout ça au président. Mais là, je m'en vais. Ça me fait plus rien. Soigne les plantes, puis arrose donc le chien. Là, je m'en vais voir Obama. J'ai mon ticket pour le rêve américain. À cette heure qu'on a trouvé le messie, on peut retomber dans coquetterie. Le vol, le viol, la jalousie. Puis toi, touche pas à mon fusil. Toi, touche pas à mon fusil. On en a vu des beaux parleurs, on y a même cru pendant longtemps. But talk is cheap comme les chanteurs, ça c'est l'histoire des pauvres gens. C'est l'histoire des pauvres gens. Mais là je m'en vais, ça me fait plus rien. Soigne les plantes puis arrose donc le chien. là je m'en vais vers Obama. J'ai mon ticket pour le rêve américain. J'ai mon ticket pour le rêve américain.
Michel Lalonde with La Rêve Américain on Altoons. Ah, the American dream. I remember that dream. Why they want to turn it into a nightmare. Still to come, Little Cities picks certain squares on the calendar. Brielle Ansems offers you more than her heart. And you can look for Braden V while I subject him to an exclusive interview, but he isn't there. December is here. 24 is almost over.
Damn it!
And the scale of island performances is tipping toward ho ho ho. Not that there aren't still non-holiday concerts to take in. Groove on both of them as I convey to you gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, December 5th, it's Island Jazz, Holland College SOPA Showcase at Baba's Lounge. Saturday, December 7th, four shows going on that night. One, Coming Home for Christmas, Donations and Toy Drive for Santa's Angels, featuring Todd McLean, Justin Simard, and Liam Kearney. That's happening at the Delta Prince Edward in Charlottetown. Two, Old Fashioned Celtic Christmas, featuring Saltwater Dollies. That's at the Crapo Hall in Crapo. Three, PEI String Collective with special guest Noah Malcolm at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. And four, Slaying the Mic with Adjust the Facts, Brayden V, K-Flow, MDB, Liz Leo, and more at Baba's Lounge. All those are on December 7th. December 8th, looking into next week, it's Fiddler Sons Christmas at St. Andrew's Presbyterian in Cardigan. December 10th, it's Holland College SOPA Rock and Country Night at the Trailside Music Hall. On the 11th at the Trailside, it's 2 Hours Traffic's 15th anniversary of Territory Tour with Gizmo. It is their only PEI appearance. December 12th, it's Harmony House Holiday Kitchen Party featuring Alicia Toner, Mike Ross, Brielle Ansems, Trevor Grant, Carly Howell, and Joss Ray Ohm. That's happening at Harmony House in Hunter River. And by the way, that show is also going on December 13th and 14th. Speaking of December 13th, Tipper Back Christmas is happening at Irish Cultural Center in Charlottetown. Also on the 13th, Sarah Hagen Night Music at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. December 14th, another four shows happening. One, a Tyler Shaw Christmas at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall. Two, Luminous Ensemble Mysterium happening at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. Three, Fiddler Sons Christmas continues at Surrey Show Hall in Surrey. And four, Absolute Losers plays at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. All those are happening on December 14th.
Hey there, everybody. This is Kelly Mooney broadcasting to you from Isletoons.
Every night you got me feeling like the first time, and no one's leaving today.
Oh, these days, all right. I have to stop rolling my eyes before they get stuck back there. Ditching the thinly veiled shade throwing at my home country of the U.S., I'll instead back announce that Altoons just brought you Little Cities and These Days from their Friends Floors EP of 2018. If you detected a meshing of pop and punk in that bop, you detected correctly, as it's a blending these citified folk specialize in. And there's five of them, indeed enough to make up a little city. Matt Hanna on lead vocals and guitars, Mitch Gallant on vocals and guitars, Josh Petrie on synth and backing vocals, Ryan P. Gallant on drums, and Mike Hanna on bass. They like to think of their shiny sound as being as if Blink 182 and Fall Out Boy had a baby. Who am I to deny this DNA? With roots in Hamilton, Ontario, and raisings in Montague, Brielle Ansems graduated from Holland College's School of Performing Arts program and found her way to showcasing during the 2011 ECMA Awards after winning that year's So Can So You Think You've Got the Beat competition. Brielle followed her star into theater after that, but music came calling once again, and soon her winds blew in her debut album, This New Hurricane, which nabbed her no less than 5 Music PEI nominations. She describes this cut as, quote, an apology to a dear friend of mine going through an incredibly difficult ordeal. I lacked the resources and mental fortitude to be the kind of person I thought she needed me to be. Sometimes all we have to offer is our heart, and that is enough. Unquote. Sing it up. And sing it up, Brielle Ansems does here on Altoons with her 2020 song, More Than My Heart.
Take a breath, let it take me in, let it make me a fool for it. If my lungs could handle it, what a relief. Never mind the cancer, I would depend on it. If I had a prayer or someone to pray to, don't you think I
don't you think I want to? There's a desperate
an example of her indie folk pop tinged with soul and R&B. That's Brielle Ansems on Alltunes with a track from 2020, More Than My Heart. Going back to the whole alphabet thing for a moment, this mental health advocate can also add some LGBTQ to her name. Righteous! As it turns out, Brielle isn't the only mental health advocate in the PEI music scene, nor is she even the only one whose name starts with B. Guelph, Ontario native Brayden V makes his home on the island, and he infiltrated the small but growing rap realm here, introducing a more melodic sound and singing just as much as he busts rhymes. Constantly adding to his repertoire with new releases almost monthly, the V's most recent offering to the island is his album Neon Nights, and he was most gracious enough to come in and talk to us about it and how far his career has progressed since he just started it 4 short years ago. Plus, he does just about everything himself, and as I alluded to a few sentences back, mental health is a frequent subject in his raps and vocals. Here's what dynamic dynamo Brayden V had to say. Check it. Yo, Alltuners, I'm here to bring you a shining diamond in the crown of the PEI rap scene. He's multiple Music PEI nominated, and he doesn't just bust out rhymes. He's also a singer, a DJ, and a producer. A little over a year ago, he dropped his album Good Life, and he's already back with a new EP, Neon Nights, which just came out October 28th. Who else could be sitting for the mics in the Alltunes studios, otherwise known as my basement, but Brayden V. And the V stands for Fuck Yeah. I went there. Mr. V, it is awesome to have you here. And, you know, especially since we've been talking about doing this for a while.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. In fact, I might have been one of the first people you spoke to when you started. I might be wrong about this, but you were very early on when we spoke.
Yeah, I think you were.
That's cool.
So you pretty much hit the ground running when you, you know, landed with your first single in 2020. And you've been hella prolific these last 4 years. When were you first attracted to rap as a genre? And when did you decide you wanted to record in that genre yourself?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say it's kind of a two-step answer. So I first really fell in love with rapping and hip-hop when in about year 2000, which would have been like when Eminem was huge, obviously. But for me, it was Linkin Park, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, you know, the rapper guy. His rap verses I've always felt were emotive, and that for me was what grabbed me. A lot of rap in general doesn't grab me emotionally. You know, maybe, you know, the content sometimes goes like, you know, it's cool for parties, cool for this, cool for driving and feeling cool or whatever. But as far as like, oh my gosh, I feel something, like this resonates. That was the first rap that really made me go like, oh, there's something to this style of music, right? And then years later, 2010, so a decade later, a rapper named Bob put out a record called The Adventures of Bobby Ray. And that record has a smash hit called Airplanes, you probably heard, or Magic with Bruno Mars. Anyways, that was like the first like melodic singing rap that I'd heard in probably in my entire life. I'd probably heard other before, but that one really hit me. I went like, this is like the kind of music I'd like to make. It's got great beats. It's bouncy. The guy raps. The messaging is good. And they're singing. And I love the singing choruses. I like to bring everybody together to have them sing with me. So that was like really what got me interested in rap. And then another 10 years later, 2020.
You like weird. The zeros.
Yeah, apparently I'm a decades guy. In 2020, I'm sitting in my house, lockdown, nothing to do. Decided I wanted to finally commit to making some music because I'd said for years to people, oh, I'd love to, never have the time, blah, 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 procrastinating. Finally had, you know, put up or shut up. I had nothing else to do. So I got sick of Call of Duty. I started playing some music and, you know, making some beats or whatever. And pretty much from there, yeah, like you said, I hit the ground running. Once I released my first single, it was off to the races, nonstop since.
No, I was reading a Guardian article from around that time when you started coming up, and you had spoken about how you struggled with depression in high school, and I feel you, both in high school and beyond it. I know you featured on one of Explicit's tracks about mental illness. I haven't yet heard your full catalog, but do you find yourself exploring the topic in your own work?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it's a bit more like, I would say vague or like a reference to a mental health issue rather than maybe the whole song being about it.
Sure.
On my new record in particular, I have a song called I'm Not There. And that song is 100%. Well, I shouldn't say 100%, but a large portion of the theme of the song is about mental health. The term I'm Not There is literally referencing like derealization, which is I don't know if you've heard the term. Essentially, it's a mental I shouldn't say mental illness, but it's like a condition that usually comes with depression where you kind of feel like you're not part of your body. It's like you're playing life in third person or something. You know what I mean?
I have had that sometimes.
It's common for most people to experience it at many times. If it's more common to the point where you feel like your body may not be real, that's when it starts being a strain. You know what I mean? Because it's one thing to feel like you're kind of like a bit out of it or in a dream state or in an altered state of consciousness. Derealization is a lot of like none of this is real. This is all dream world. It's a very strange kind of like you're checked out almost. It's like you're checked out. It's like it's hard to care. It's hard to. So I've experienced this in the past, not as much recently, because in the last few years, I've really done a lot of work to try and be present. I think with our technology, our cell phones and all these distractions we have, it's so easy to not be present in the moment.
That's certainly true.
And I think that exacerbated the issue for me. So I think for me, a big part of it is just trying to center yourself in the moment. Don't worry about all this other stuff. My thing is like, just be here in the moment and then worry about that whenever it's coming. And that's helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a combo with gender blending singer rapper Braden V here on iTunes. What are your overall thoughts about the rap hip hop scene in PEI? Like, what do you think is really cool about it? And what, in your opinion, could use some work?
That's a fun question, and there's a lot of ways to answer it. One thing I've really liked about the hip-hop scene here is how a lot of people are supportive of one another. Now, in hip-hop, you get a lot of solo artists, so a lot of people want to be the guy or the, you know what I mean? They want to be the star, which I get it. Like, you're a solo artist, you want to be kind of like, you know, the headliner or whatever, the front man or whatever. But when you're on a rap show with eight other rappers, not everybody can be the main, you know what I mean? You kind of have to support each other.
Yeah, that's right.
So one thing I've loved is like every time we do sets, there's always somebody that's pointing a camera at the other guy and getting a clip for him for his social medias. Or, you know what I mean? If somebody's not available, somebody else will fill in and there's no, you know, big issues. There's always something that, like, you know, people can help each other out with. Like, KM, I don't know if you know Kerry McCarthy.
I've heard of him.
He and I, like, he's one of those dudes. He's always there to help out in the scene. And that's awesome. Like, you need those kind of people that are like, hey, you need a cameraman. Hey, you need a music video. Hey, you need to record. I got to play. Like, those kind of people are what build the scene, and they're integral. So shout out to any of those dudes like that, because they're what we need more of, for sure. And as far as improving the scene, I mean, there's always ways, but I think infrastructure is big for us. For hip-hop in Charlottetown and PEI in general, and the East Coast, it's hard for us to get venues, hard for us to get gigs. Infrastructure is big. We need to support each other, because, like, you know, the rising tide raises all ships. That's always been my kind of philosophy.
I love that.
Especially in hip-hop, where in this kind of an island where it's kind of not exactly, like, championed. We need to champion it for ourselves and show the community around it that, like, hey, we're a positive group. We're not going to come ruin your place. It's not even up to the rappers. It's up to the venues to be willing to take the risks. It's frustrating. There's a lot of difficulties. Yeah.
Let's work on that, PEI, huh?
Yeah. Let's get some real hip-hop
Let's
going
get some real
here.
Hop. Yeah. Like your new album.
Thank you.
Yeah, the segue. Let's talk about that album, Neon Nights.
Sure.
Now, you just had a CD out around this time last year, and the level of output is rivaling Prince over here. So what made you put out another collection so soon, or is this soon to you?
I wanted to do, and have wanted to do for ages, a monthly release, like a song every month, regardless. But
definitely ambitious.
A little too ambitious for my own good too. Because after that record last year, I wouldn't say I puttered out creatively, but I had a couple personal issues I went through, a couple business deals that fell through that cost me too, and that sucked. It's very, very disheartening when that happens.
Yes.
So I kind of went through a little, like, you know, a little moment of lacking motivation.
You had
to
a valley.
Record. Yeah, exactly. And that was actually the first time, I think, since I started music that I had, like, burnout. But after a couple months, you know, I was, you know, kind of sitting around and, you know, doing some writing here and there. Nothing committal. Like, I was, like, writing a little bit here and then, like, I don't really like it. Writing a bit here, no, I'm not happy with it. So I was really struggling to just, like, write something that made me feel confident. Like, I wanted to be excited to put out. You know, as I was writing the record, I was, like, I wanted there to be... This was a big issue I had during this record, too. Every time I'd go down to write a song, I would be like, the song has to do well on TikTok. The chorus has to be crazy. The rap verses have to be super intricate. I have to do
this. You're putting all these expectations
exactly.
on yourself.
And,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like trying to craft the perfect song that nobody can craft. You know what I mean? You'd need a team of people to make the song that way.
And even starting off with, well, how many streams is it going to get? Is not a good place to start
exactly.
creating anything,
yes,
let alone, you know.
100%. And what I realized was I was maybe attacking the problem from a place of ego. And I had to take that away.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, I was too worried about the outcome, or not even the outcome, but what people would think when
exactly,
they heard it.
Exactly.
And that I really had to get over.
You have to be happy with the art yourself first, and that will attract the right
100%.
People who want to hear it or read it or whatever it
is. Yeah, and I think with Neon Nights, I've found myself, by the time it's finished, which is now, you know what I mean, it's finally in a place I'm like, yes, people can listen to it, and this is great. I feel like it's in a place where the messaging is there. The rapping is there. The songs are fun. I leave a lot open to interpretation. Some of the lyrics, you're going to go, is that reality or is that him exaggerating his life a bit? And I kind of liked playing with that with this record, the idea of, like, a couple lines are totally fact, and then there's maybe one line that's exaggerated fiction. And that's, like, so the people go, like, Braden is this larger-than-life character rather than just, you know what I mean? I wanted the Braden V to be this. I want it to be this.
Right.
Rather than just me. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be the package, this cool, like, this guy. You know what I mean? This universe that you can step into with me. And the whole Neon Knights story is essentially, like, an exaggerated story of the last 3 years of my career, where we're going out on the weekends, we're showing up at these events, we're putting on the shows, we're doing the parties.
Hence the title.
Yeah, exactly. You know. The Neon Knights. And then also there's the lows of that as well, right? Mm. Which is, you know, the politics and stuff, the self-doubt, the, you know, all the frustrations that come with being an artist and coming up in the scene the way I have, because it hasn't been without a couple waves and a couple roadblocks, well, to put it that way, you know? So, you know, we've had some drama and we've had some issues and some bad actors. So getting around those was a big thing for me to overcome. And this record, I felt like I did that. Like, I felt like I was able to get some of that weight off me too. And this record is kind of a great way for me to feel like, this is me. This is a statement of who I am. Slightly exaggerated, and that's the fun.
Well, that's right.
But yeah, so I'm really excited for people to hear this and go, like, this is the new Braden V. It's a bit of a rebrand for me.
Yeah, it's the Neon Knights era.
Exactly. It's a different era. That's
it's a
right.
different era.
100%.
Now, I know you're doing a show at Baba's December 7th. Yeah. Not a solo gig, but slaying the mic. Very festive. Along with other acts in the lineup. Mm-hmm. What can folks expect at that show? And will you be hitting the stage solo in the foreseeable future in support of Neon Knights?
So slaying the mic, first of all, Adjust the Facts is show December 7th, Bubba's Lounge. It's going to be an awesome night. I'm super excited. We have a couple rappers from Off Island coming. Mike Dow, he's one of them, and he's awesome too. It's going to be basically like the hip-hop scene's Christmas party. You know what I mean? Like, unofficially, I don't think anybody said that, but I can tell already. It's like, that's kind of how it's
Christmas
looking.
Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Liz Leo's on that show, so he and I are actually going to do one of the songs that we have as a collab. We've only been able to do once before, so I'm excited about that. I've got a couple of special guest features coming out. It'll be a really fun night. So if you can make it to Bubba's Lounge, December 7th, guys, keep it in mind. It'll be fun. But yeah, for Neon Knights, supporting that, I did do a little bit at the end of the summer, a couple shows, but once 2025 hits, I'm actually planning a tour across the Maritimes.
Oh, nice.
And I'm hoping to get into Ontario too. I have spoken to a couple of venues there last year, and we were kind of still figuring some things out. I didn't want to commit to anything then because I didn't have the new record. I was kind of like, I didn't even apply for some festivals to DJ last year because I was like, I want to have new music when I do it.
Yeah.
So I kind of sat out a bit last year for some stuff. I'm not going to do that 2025. We're going to be everywhere. So yeah, keep an eye out. Once 2025 comes, I'm going to start dropping some dates. So keep an eye out. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram.
Yep, follow me and follow Owltoons, where I will be announcing it. Now, so far, two cuts from the album have seen virtual needle drops here on the show. Mm-hmm. Most recently, Fade Out, which has Spivvy on it, that was in September, and Real Ones, which dropped officially as a single November 1st, but you were very generous to let me sneak preview the demo version of it back in August. So we talked about I'm Not There, and that's the one I think I want to play, because not only does it have some cool atmospheric keyboards on it, but you both rap and sing on it. And we talked a little bit about the inspiration that you had behind that already, but is there anything else you'd like to add about that particular track?
It's about getting away. It's also, like I said, about not being present. It's kind of like a duality thing. I used to struggle a lot with like allowing myself to be taken advantage of by toxic people.
Mm.
And part of I'm Not There is about getting away from that. And of course also like getting away from the mental health issues that it created, right? Which is the, you know, derealization and not really feeling like you're present because you kind of are tuned out because you don't want to be where you are, right? When you're unhappy, it kind of makes sense as a coping mechanism when you think about it.
Yeah, it does.
So anyways, with this track, the second verse, I start taking shots at like people who aren't there for me and fake people and society and how, you know what I mean? It's just like, I start kind of going off and I really like felt like it was kind of liberating to kind of go like, you know, And you, you know what I mean? Because a lot of my music, you'll notice, is a lot of like, and me.
That's true. That's true. So you do point at yourself quite a bit.
Yeah, so it's fun once in a while to be able to take some shots kind of in the air and kind of like feel like I, like, it's not all my fault. Sometimes other factors create my problems, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, it felt a little liberating to go like, you need to take responsibility also. And it's not like the song is attacking people in particular.
Right.
But you'll notice in that second verse, maybe it's like a little like, I'm this way because I want to be, and I'm going to make a scene, and I'm going to do this stuff and kind of stomp my feet. And I like that. I like that, just letting it out.
Braden, my dude, it has been kick-ass having you here, and I look forward to your continued presence as an island music maker. Plus, fun fact, we both have Dutch heritage.
That's right.
So, Grote geluk met jou neon nachten.
Whoa, what did you just say?
Good luck with your Neon Knights.
Oh, thank you very much. Danke. Yes, right? I don't know what
that's close enough. That's German, but, you know, that's okay. You know, German and Dutch are very close. No. So it's all good. It's all good. So this is Braden V with I'm Not There on Owltoons.
Cheers.
Cheers. I don't care anymore what they think, what they think. I'm not there anymore, I'll be gone in a blink. I don't care anymore what they think, what they think. I was standing at the edge above the waves, black as ink. I'm not there anymore. No, I'm not scared anymore. Cause I'm not there anymore. I'm drowning in this rain, feel like I can barely breathe at all. Keeping in this pain takes all of my self-control. My head's full of creeping doubts from things that I don't speak about. Like I've got a dark, I said I'm bleeding out from my soul. Waking up from dark dreams, screaming out. No one's there to hear me now, and soon you'll know the reason how this sad mouth can be ice cold. When you know what I know, from the dark roads my story goes down. Now I can see the storm, and I've been living in this cave for so long. Way too many days in the shade, I just wanna feel the sun. I close my eyes and I pray a brighter day will come. It's a difficult life, but you only get one. All the things that I've seen, all the things that you've done. It don't matter what they say, I know what I'm running from. No more living in the past, cause I'm never going back to the place that we came from.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe when I'm gone, you'll hear my message clear. That I was never really here. I don't care anymore what they think, what they think. I'm not there anymore. I'll be gone in a blink. I don't care anymore what they think, what they think. I was standing at the edge above the waves, black as ink, but I'm not there anymore. My fault, I was never really here at all. You and me, we are not even the same. I'm cut from a much different cloth. Nah, I was never one of y'all. I don't affiliate with fakes, we move in different ways. I've been out here making plays for days. Smile despite the rain and shade. So please, I can see it when they're lying to me through their teeth. I just need to be alone, I need some room to breathe. I've been losing my head, had too much to drink. Gotta smash the bottle to get barely to leave. I can shout if I want to, I can cause a scene. They'll pull out the phones and put it straight at me. I'll just get more famous, I'll get lots of streams. They just want some entertainment and they want it free. When I need to do the most, you were never there to rescue me. Now I'm gone.
Brayden V, brightening up your night, or whenever you happen to be listening to this, with light coming from glass tubes filled with gases whose electrons are removed by several thousand volts. The color emitted depends on the gas used. Apparently, for these lights, they're all called neon, though neon proper only gives off orange, but y'all don't want to know about that. Y'all want to know that you just heard I'm Not There from Brayden's Neon Nights album, out now. Don't forget, he'll be at Baba's Lounge with a cadre of fellow rappers on Saturday for Slaying the Mic. Just think, the V has done everything he's done so far in just 4 years. Imagine where he'll be 4 years from now. I can imagine where I hope you'll be 7 days from now, and that's clicking on whatever you click on to get here to Isletunes, where yet another episode will await you. Now that we actually are in December, I should warn you, tell you, that December 22nd will be the day to mark on your calendars, as that's when the Isletunes second annual Christmas episode will go up. Yep, less me, more holiday songs only from Prince Edward Island artists. Last year, there was enough to fill up a 2-hour show, and if I'm guesstimating right, then that's what you'll get this year, just 3 weeks from now. Not that the gift of island-only music isn't here for you every week. If you'd like to give Isletunes a present, which will help go toward the cost of creating it, find the PayPal link in the description, the following of which will allow you to donate as much or as little as you want. Hey, I know y'all got family and friends to buy for, but if you can pass along a few shillings, grateful I will be. The same goes if you so choose to become a subscriber on Patreon, where $5 a month gets you access to vids of of live performances and long-form video interviews, the audio of which is snipped, snipped, snipped for presentation here. Patreon.com/IsleTunes. Richard Wood is the most recent subscriber. I mean, if he's doing it. You don't think you're better than Richard Wood, do you? Not for real. Hey, another way I try to amplify Island artists, aside from playing their stuff here, is to post links to where you can buy their musical wares on the social medias. That means Facebook and Instagram. Come follow the show on those platforms. Also, too, if you have suggestions, comments, or questions, or you want to send a digital tape of yourself rattling off an Island catchphrase like Jackie Robichaux did, direct all of that stuff to amj@isletunes.ca or 902-807-4250. Operators are standing by. Well, actually, I'm the only operator, and I'll be sitting, thank you. I'm a sit-down comic. Musical contribution to the Altoons theme by Kayla McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaux. There's that name again. What's up, Jackie? I'm Adam Michael James, and ho, ho, ho. Wait, who you calling a ho? I ain't even ready for Christmas yet, but if I've learned anything about the holiday season, it's that
resistance is futile.
This year especially, it behooves us to be grateful for where we are and what we have, because ain't none of us knows what the world's gonna be like in a year. So love whenever you can, and remember, resistance is actually not futile, because ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.